Praise be Jesus and Mary. In today's gospel passage from Mark chapter 7, Jesus passes through the region of Tyre and Sidon, where a Gentile woman of Syrophoenician birth learns of Jesus' presence, seeks him out, finds him, and kneels before him, asking that he free her daughter from an evil spirit. And Jesus replies, "Let the children be fed first, for it is not right to take the food of the children and throw it to the dogs." There's much to this saying here. Our Lord, we should certainly add, was not making an uncharitable comment, but certainly it seems as if the woman's plea was wholly thwarted, rejected. After all, Jesus came to preach the gospel, to the Jews, to his own people. It would be his disciples who would later preach the gospel to the Gentiles. But listen to her reply. "Lord, even the dogs under the table eat the children's scraps." And with such humility, faith, confidence, and a persevering spirit, Jesus' heart was won over. He was willing to make an exception, and the miracle was granted. Our prayers should be like that of the Syrophoenician woman's, filled with a similar humility, faith, confidence, and perseverance. Given the fact that we are children of God, through faith and baptism, divine grace, how could we not pray in such a way? And yet, so often we pray as if God were totally uninterested in us, so distant from us. We lift up prayers pretty much devoid of those virtues just mentioned, prayers unworthy of the name of prayers, prayers unworthy of a Christian. Perhaps what might help us most, especially in our life of prayer, is regain a sense of our filial adoption, that we are indeed children of God, just as St. John the Evangelist reminds us in his beautiful letter, the first letter. "See what love the Father has given us, that we should be called children of God, and that is what we are. We are children of God through grace." This is also known as spiritual childhood, made popular, and taught by St. Therese of Lisieux, doctor of the little way of spiritual childhood, so highly recommended by the church for all of us to embrace the little way. This truth of our filial adoption, if lived out, really lived out by us, can transform our spiritual life, our prayer life, radically. We will better understand Jesus' teaching. If you who are evil know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good things to those who ask him? So if our prayers were filled with confidence, the confidence of a child before his all-good, loving, and merciful Father, and such is the case for us as Christians, God will always hear such prayers, prayers of his very own children. Praise be Jesus and Mary.